If you are planning to see any live music this summer, we are told that our next guests are the ones to see. This is The War and Treaty. They are the husband and wife team, Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Blount Trotter. Billboard has named them one of the 10 bands you need to know about for this year's festival season. All I wanna do is be with you. That I don't know how or what. When I'm with you, we can conquer the world in a day or two. So everything I do, you know I do it for you. The War and Treaty's debut album comes out in early August. It's called Healing Tide. But since you might be planning your summer music schedule right now, we thought it would be nice to give a sneak preview of what you can expect. And Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Blount Trotter are with us now from Spotland Productions in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Well, so much to talk about. I mean, gosh, your individual stories are interesting. The music you make is so interesting. So I think I'll just start by asking each of you how you fell in love with music. And Miss Tanya, why don't you start?
Well, I fell in love with music in Washington, D.C. That's where I'm from, at a little church on a hill on 50th and B Street, Southeast Washington, D.C. And my brother was singing a song called Be Grateful. And I remember sitting in the pew and watching the people around the church just in an uproar, just with excitement and crying and excited. And I said to myself, I want to make people feel like that.
Mr. Michael, what about you? When did you fall in love with music?
When I was about 2 or 3 years old, I remember hearing my mom sing first, and her voice and the passion in behind how she was singing. I just wanted to do that.
All right, well, let's listen to the title track from B album. This is Healing Tide.
What if I told you you'd be better off the second time around? What if I told you not all that goes up will come down?
That sounds kind of like a message. You gotta tell me about it.
Healing Tide, I mean, with all the stuff that's going on and that has been going on in our world, Ty and I, we really searched ourselves to see what kind of message we wanted to put out there with our first record. And being an ex-soldier, someone who is totally enthralled with this country and with people, period, we wanted to make sure that everyone understood that we are one and the same, and we can really have a tide of healing. And if there was going to come a healing wave that was going to wash over our world, would you want to be a part of that?
What if I gave you my heart from the storm of your world? Would you let me be a part? Would you be a part of the healing tide?
Let me just reinforce what you just said. You are a veteran, and if I may, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I read that you actually learned to write songs while you were stationed in Iraq. And in fact, there's a very, actually very moving story about you learning to play the piano while you were in Iraq, actually on Saddam Hussein's piano, and what all that, you know, meant to you. Could you just briefly tell us that story?
Sure. My battalion identified me out of 980-plus soldiers. They identified me as the weak link, due to my visible fear of being in Iraq and being at war. But they knew some personal information. They knew that I loved music, and one of the captains decided to take me downstairs in the palace where we were staying and show me that there was a piano there. And I didn't know how to play, but I could hear harmonies, and I would go over to that piano throughout the course of being in Iraq, and I would try to learn how to play. But it wasn't until that captain got killed where that emotional connection that I needed to connect with that instrument unlocked. And I wrote my first song about that whole situation, and I performed it at his memorial in Iraq. And my colonel, Peter L. Jones, and my general at the time, they identified something miraculous that took place. The soldiers, instead of becoming overwhelmed with grief, really became overwhelmed with joy and honor of being able to say, I served next to that fallen soldier. And they then took me and said that would be my job for 2004 all the way throughout 2007, and not sing it at the memorials throughout Iraq.
Wow. Well, I mean, on the one hand, it's a very moving story and, you know, beautiful that this captain saw this in you and that the other officer saw that in you. On the other hand, how hard that must have been for you.
Yes.
Is it still hard?
It's very tough.
Yeah.
It's hard because you have to suppress yourself sometimes, you know, and sometimes I had a very strong connection, personal connection with these soldiers, and other times the connection was just being an American or just being a soldier. But then it becomes rewarding when you see the morale of the soldiers boost up. And it wasn't about selling records, it wasn't about copyrights. It was literally about writing healing into the story. And that's rewarding for me.
Tell me about the name of your group, The War and Treaty. I mean, it has different resonance now that we know that kind of backstory. So yes. Where did the name of the group come from?
Well, we were having an argument. We had changed our name like 9 times and we were just going back and forth. And right in the middle of the argument, you know, I said, look, Michael, this is not a war. It just has to be a treaty. We just have to just get some peace here.
That's and the name of the band.
And he stopped and said just that. He was like, that's the name of the band. And I'm like trying to make my point. And he's like, that's the name of the band, The War and Treaty. So that's how we got our name derived from an argument.
Tanya, I feel I have to mention that you were in the 1993 movie Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit with Whoopi Goldberg. And in the film, you sing a gospel hymn with Lauryn Hill. We have to play it. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. I sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free.
Wow, that was just amazing. Tanya, that was that a good experience?
It still brings me to tears. I mean, we were so young and we were so pure. It's a great moment.
What is it that's making you cry even now?
You know, we were just doing music, the same reason why I do music now. Because we loved it. And, you know, 20 years later, I'm able to be on NPR, you know, and that song still matters. Oh. That's why we do music, for it to matter.
Wow.
And it brings me to tears that it still matters.
If it's in your heart to be something more.
It's Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Blount Trotter. They are The War and Treaty. Their debut album, Healing Tide, comes out in August, but they are currently on tour. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If it's in your heart, oh, to be in love again, oh, oh, and I'll walk away.